I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh my sweet Lord, y'all. I am looking at my Patreon account and I currently have 219 patrons, which is insane. Like, I don't even understand it, but I love it. And I love everyone that is supporting the podcast. You guys are my angels. And yeah, there's lots of good stuff to come. I mean, so Jackson Brittany has one episode left, thank fucking God. After that, the podcast will take a brief hiatus until season 6 of Vanderpump Rules premieres. And then I will be back, guns blazing, ready to cover the shit out of this next season. So think about getting involved. I mean, the great news is that at any level you come in on, you get access to bonus episodes. And there are rewards built into every level. So like last night I had my first Google Hangout with the $10 plus patrons. And it was so fun to like put faces to names and meet people who are not only fans of the podcast, but are supporting it. And people that love to talk Vanderpump Rules, because that's obviously my obsession. So it's stuff like that that's like, it's a way to connect with you guys. And I want to make sure that anyone who gives me something gets something great in return. So think about getting involved. $1 gets you a lot of lols. If you're interested in checking it out or getting more info, you can visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And now, without further ado, we're getting this show on the fucking road.
You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm
like
your host, you. Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope your cake's up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Then we go with a friend, yeah, we both win.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
It's Lara and Ryan.
Speaking to you from the ranch.
Speaking to you from the seventh circle of hell, where we are now.
Speaking to you from Sherry's trunk, because she found us and she broke into our apartment and she's fixing to die.
I'm like, I'm hogtied, but I just spit the apple out of my mouth and this is my cry for help. Y'all help me.
Help. Her trunk does smell nice, though. Nice perfume.
The trunk of her Cadillac. I'm like, the only solace I have is that Ryan dies first.
Oh, God. That's true.
Well, I'm sick as a dog.
She is sick.
Both and mentally sick and physically.
Too. We'll see.
And so my voice is going to have a little more vocal fry than usual. And fuck you if you care about it.
They won't.
And so this also, okay, we've now gotten to like the dark portion of the series.
Yeah.
Where like.
There was also, babe, I think some time was cut out or something like that.
Because now we're like three days left. But week we were on like 7 days in.
Yeah, it was
so we're really confused.
The math is not checking out. And I'm no math major, but.
I mean, like, I can't do that.
I crunched some numbers and this doesn't track.
Yeah.
It was also really odd that, like, I feel like there was so much in this episode that we didn't get on camera.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that? I was kept writing notes in all caps in my notes. I was like, why the fuck aren't we seeing Jax flip out at the bar?
Well, because they didn't, this is why I'm like, okay, this shit's real, because there was clearly fights happening off camera. There was a lot more that we didn't see from the bar. I get, like, it seemed like Jax just, like, lost his fucking wasted mind. We saw one clip
we know
of him
that
calling
he was
someone
like,
white trash.
Yeah, and we know that he was, like, fully out of his mind. Like,
he was out of his
he
mind.
He was, like, on... I think he did so much ecstasy or something
yeah,
that
did,
he just
he got
decided
some drugs.
To go... Like, he got some drugs in his system and then drank.
Yeah, it was weird, though, because there was so much being discussed that we didn't see, and there was no cut to it, so...
Yeah, and the first, like... quarter of this episode was spent recapping what we hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Which felt like a real waste. It's like, I didn't come
but
here
but it felt
see-
real to me. That's why I liked it. I was like, oh, these
I was
little-
happy, but I was also really unhappy because I was like, you have one job, Bravo producers. Like, you have literally one job, and that's to follow these trash heaps around and capture everything they do and say and get the good shit, and they didn't get the good shit.
I know, they're supposed they're supposed to be dumpster diving, but they're not.
I know, they're like, well, we definitely got some B-roll of Jax going frog hunting in the river. Like,
oh God,
fuck off.
So
no one ever came here to go see Jax, like, pet a pig.
So apparently shit went down. I don't know. This episode really, it really kind of hit home for me where this is all about, this is so tied into money and class. This is so tied into money and class because... First of all, it's like all financial control from Jack's point of view over Brittany.
Yeah.
And second of all, he truly thinks he has no respect from where she's come from. He thinks everyone's white trash. He thinks by extension she's white trash. And it really is a fundamental belief that he is better than her.
But he's also white trash.
Oh, he's totally white trash. I mean, it's hilarious, but he has money, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
It's not for him, white trash just means...
But he doesn't have, like, money.
He has probably good money, babe. I'm sorry, like, I'm sure he makes money off of, like, club appearances. Like, he's fine.
Yeah. I know, but babe, he's not, like, rich.
Yeah, but, like, well, first of all, the definition of rich is so different from person to person.
Yeah.
Like, for him, for Jax, for what Jax was going to be before Vanderpump Rules, Jax is rich.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, this is, like, a big deal for him. Like, he's wildly successful. He probably didn't think he was going to be this successful. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, and Brittany... It's just so dark because just more and more layers are being peeled off their relationship, and it just seems so abusive.
Well, he spent their entire, like, all he does, and she said this in the episode. She's like, he does this about my boob job all the time. Yeah. He's already.
And I knew he was going to hold out that fucking $12,000 donation over their head.
Yeah,
but by the way, like, they should know that by now. Like, Jax does these things because it gives him power. It's a power move. He does these things so he can hold it over her head. And why are you surprised?
And then also, but it's like when he gives this type of money to Brittany, either via a boob job or gives money to her family or like helps her, like pays her rent for her or whatever, he's basically forcing Brittany into like a silent contract, which is that Jax gets to do whatever he wants, treat people however he wants, say whatever, drink whatever, do whatever drugs.
Yeah.
And she has no right to say she cannot say anything because she took the money and that's how it's going to be. But it's like, that's not realistic. Like, you don't just buy someone's silence like that.
Well, or you do.
But then it kind of shows that he does because
then
she just, everyone forgives him for all of his actions.
Because again, he gave... Like, that move of him giving the $12,000 was so manipulative and so smart because it was his way of literally buying the family's love and trust. Or not trust. I mean, they don't have to trust him, but...
But they kind of do trust him.
Well, because he's
literally
like,
no
he's
female.
Like the savior. He's like the savior that came into the family. They put their daughter on a reality show. Now she has her own reality show with Jax. I mean, in their eyes, he's given Brittany a bevy of opportunities, which in a way he has since she came from... Podunk fucking Kentucky. But at the same time, there is a cost to all of this, and she's paying for it, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it's like, it doesn't seem like anyone in the family is that concerned about her being trapped in this like financially abusive relationship. Like,
no.
Everyone's kind of
literally
like,
no one says anything.
Everyone's just like, well, where's the ring? Like, that's all they care about. All they care about is auctioning her off to a guy so she can get married.
Every time Brittany, like, tries, when she's sitting with her sister Tiffany,
like please help.
She's going down the line of like every shitty thing Jax does. Tiffany's like, I know.
I don't want
to
get involved.
What the fuck? And she's like, I'm not going to get in y'all's business. And it's like, if someone was talking to one of my siblings like that, like their significant other,
yeah,
I would be in their fucking business.
No, he's so abusive. He's so manipulative. He's such a fucking baby, by the way.
He's a fucking asshole.
He's a five-year-old, though. He's a true five-year-old. Like, saying, like, okay, I'm sorry, but also, fuck you! Like, that is such a five-year-old move.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, you're right, but also, like, fuck you! Like, he can't even handle that moment of vulnerability of admitting that he's wrong.
He's a monster.
Right. Well, he has the maturity, though, of a toddler. He does.
But wait, so do you think that they, like, because the cameras were definitely rolling when he was about to get in a fight with that guy.
Yeah, I know. That's
so
weird.
Then did they turn them off?
I don't know.
Did Jack
say,
know. Like, no, you can't film this or
I don't
you
know.
Can't
Something
use this
happened.
Footage?
Something's happened.
Like fucking not adding up.
I know, and I'm going to lose sleep over it.
Ryan's like,
I know. I'm like,
excuse me. I'm sick over it, y'all. I'm just
sick over it. And I'm about to be sick over it too.
No, Jax is a monster and Brittany's options are bleak. Like
her They are bleak. Her sister's but it seems like she'd be happier in Kentucky. It seems like she genuinely would be happier.
Her sister's like, you can always move back here. And it's like, great, you go live on Mama's farm or
But
you
it
go
seems
live
like she
LA
was happy there. I don't know. It's weird. Like it seems like she'd be happier there. I don't know. I'm sorry, but like it seems like the people there actually seem to like it. I don't know. Like maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like the one thing I'll say is like it does seem like she has a strong family unit. She does.
Yeah, but they're also like not.
But they just want her to get married. That's all they want.
I know.
So it's
and
like,
they,
she,
like
if she comes out of
they're
Kentucky.
They're just so forgiving to Jax's shit. Like that was wild. What was really wild to me is like how quickly everyone just brushed off his behavior.
I know. Even Mama was like,
Mama,
you're so
goes,
good. She's like, oh, even though I love when she called him fat. But
I love when she called him fat, too. But she was like, he's a man. That's just how
yep.
men are. She's
I
like,
know.
Women take longer to get over things than men do. She's like, my suggestion is just don't talk about it
Well,
anymore.
Because she even said, like, Papa used to be like that. She had a Jax, too, in her
Yeah.
Prime. Papa was a Jax.
God. And also, where the fuck is our Queen Sherry in this
Brittany
episode?
Fell in love with her Papa, basically.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, Sherry's over it. She's chain smoking in, like, Arizona.
Sherry's
like,
really
she's on
bummed.
The run.
I think Sherry got really bummed about her glam last episode. And
she
then
saw the cut.
She got
she saw
the
edit.
Beauty salon.
Of, yeah, she saw the edit of last week's episode and was like,
she's
ah!
having, like, an extreme home. She's having an extreme face makeover. Yeah. And then she's going to come back next episode bigger and better than ever.
I hope so. I missed her this episode.
Maybe she'll have her true entrance next episode where it'll be like, doot. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And she just shoots Jax with her, like, tit guns.
Yeah, totally. I think that, I really hope for that, too.
I hope Sherry's off, like, in Miami trying to find John, the guy that Jax had, like, the gay affair with. And, like,
so she can
bringing
shoot him.
Him back to Kentucky oh. so she can, like, hold him at gunpoint and
they
force
do,
him
like,
into
a,
confession.
The townspeople can swarm him.
Yeah, and then she and John line them up. And then they just, she and Don line John and Jax up.
She hired a private eye.
Yeah.
I love that, to find him
yeah.
in Miami.
And then they,
that.
Like, bring them back to sacrifice them in front of the entire town of
That's
Winchester.
That's the finale.
That's
a giant gay hate crime.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sold.
I mean, it's like Jax deserves it at this point.
I mean, Jax is just a
Can you imagine
truly...
having a daughter and then having her be in a relationship with someone like Jax?
No,
and then
but
you
apparently
having...
they can because, again, like, comparatively, she's hit the jackpot. Like, it's like okay, she stays in Kentucky. She gets knocked up. She with some guy, whatever. It's like. Here's the thing. Although that ex-boyfriend she had seemed really sweet from like the 2 minutes he was on camera.
Yeah,
but the reality
nice.
Is okay. Here's the deal. Like you fall in love with a Jax type in Kentucky who has no money and therefore gives you new opportunities, or you fall in love with a Jax type in LA who's Jax and who's rich and can give you at least money. And like I mean, I don't know, babe. I think their priorities are really fucked up. I think that they're really concerned in just getting Brittany married off. And they're not actually being discerning or critical of the guy that she's actually falling in love with.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
But remember when I said, I feel like I said the first episode of this podcast, I was like, Jax would thrive in this type of environment because he's like a Kentucky 10 and these women are really glamored by him.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that's always, that's come around full circle.
Yeah. Because it's like the whole thing. Like, think about these people filming a reality show. I mean, I'm sure it's the fucking talk of the town. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it's like the town is a buzz with filming going on.
Like, I know.
They're like royalty, but yeah. I'm sure.
When Jax and Mama went into that pub, I was like, God,
by the way, the food
themselves.
They ordered, what the fuck did they order?
Okay, well,
the Rufus?
Mama's sandwich looked really good.
Yeah, it did. But
it did. I was like, yum. And then it went to Jax's sandwich. It looked like the bread had been dipped in chocolate.
No, I know. It was called the Rufus.
I was like, what is that?
It was called the Rufus. And I don't, but she ordered a chicken salad sandwich,
she
right?
ordered a chicken salad on a croissant, which looked incredible.
I know, but it did not look like.
It looked good.
There was no salad being had, but yeah.
Maybe it was a chicken salad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
I know what that is. Okay, yeah, yeah. But it didn't look like
a chicken salad sandwich.
Didn't look like it.
Yeah, it looked exactly like a chicken salad croissant.
It looked unhealthy.
Well, chicken salad on a croissant is not a healthy meal. Yeah.
But the Rufus was like what Elvis Presley died while she
The Rufus looked like two toilet. Slices of flourless chocolate cake with icing on them. And then
Jax has the audacity to like be eating that while he's talking about Britney's weight gain, which made me lol. He was like, I know, she eats a lot. He's literally eating like deep fried Oreos and then like, chasing them with like a fucking bottle of chocolate syrup.
Oh my God. When he asked Mama, when he was like, where have I gained weight? I thought for a second she was going to be like, well, your face has gotten wider. Like I was waiting for her to say that. And then
see,
she
grandmas
didn't.
Don't care. Grandmas will fucking give it to you straight with weight gain.
Yeah. Grandmas keep it real.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
Then Jax and Brittany have to do chores.
Yeah, which is just awkward because they hate each other and it's really weird. And you can tell that like Jax knows that he's fucked up, but he does not want to own any of it. So he just hates it.
And I love how he's like, can't you just get over it?
Yeah, I know.
Get over it. What? And it's like, you don't get it. Ugh,
he doesn't
God.
Get it. He's a monster.
Oh my God. Wait, when Jax also... There was one good flashback, like the one, beside from Jax, like, trying to come at that guy, there was the other one where Jax is like, I had a fishbowl, like, have you ever had one of those?
To oh, Mama? I know.
And she's it's like, him no, just... and then it just cuts to him drinking, like, three of them.
I know, and the friend was like, hey, that's mine.
Oh, yeah, it was like one of Britney's drunk girlfriends who was like, wow! Like, she, like, howled in the corner.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with her.
I loved her.
Was that... What's
That's
her
Ashley.
Face? Yeah.
That's Ashley.
Yeah. Ashley, not Sarah.
You have
Sarah's
her back.
The,
you
Sarah's
have her
the
back.
Blonde. Sarah's, Ashley is the
Sarah's
brunette.
The smarter one who's like, you're an asshole. And then Ashley's the one who's just always drunk and like down for whatever.
Ashley's like. Rawr.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She's like a
she's like
a feral
so,
cat.
She's been blackout for decades now.
Yeah.
She's like, I have kids? Really?
What?
What?
I knew something was missing.
You're crazy.
Crazy.
Fishbowl. Then Jax makes like a shady reference to Tom and Katie, which I lived for.
Oh, I know.
That
I
was
know.
Everything
It's true,
me.
Though.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
Light a candle and say a prayer for that relationship, y'all.
They're still together.
I know.
For now.
For now.
The second they have kids, though, they'll be together forever. Cause
oh, my God.
Tom won't ever break up with her.
Yeah.
But that's not about them.
Then Jack says he got Brittany a gym membership. I just cannot believe, like, how many
By the way,
times...
you know he's made comments about her weight to her
of
face.
Of course he
I've
has.
I've never mentioned it. Give me a fucking break. That's a fucking lie.
Yeah.
He has mentioned it. Just not on
You've
camera.
Mentioned it to her entire family on camera.
And I know. And I wish she would just come up with a new line other than she's lost her spark. There's a thing about that sentence that really bothers me. And he just uses it over and over again. It's like he's reading a teleprompter. Like, seriously.
Someone on the patron Google Hangout pointed out, they were like, every time Jack says Brittany's lost her spark to one of Brittany's family members, the family member says, oh, she's lost her sparkle. Like, they think it's lost her sparkle. And he says she lost her spark. And then it just goes back and forth. And no one really reaches an understanding.
Yeah, the sparkle? She has spark. Like, oh, I love that. I love that bit, that Kentuckified.
Yeah.
Translator.
I know, like, Jack, there's a different way. Also, it just shows that Jax doesn't know anything about, like, mental health or, like, he doesn't
no,
even know what he's talking
but
about.
But it's not even about that. It's like, I don't think he even really necessarily believes what he's saying. He just is looking for a way out, which makes the whole thing just kind of more despicable, which is, you know, is impressive, to be honest.
Everyone is brainwashed by Jax at this point.
Yeah, except for Dawn. My amor, Dawn.
Mi amore, Dawn.
Mi amore, Dawn.
A Don Juan.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'd fly
Te him amo, out. Dawn.
I'd fly him out. What if I became Dawn's sugar daddy? I was like, I'll pay you $20,000 a week to be my boyfriend.
If you paid Dawn 20, that means he would have to come on this podcast.
Yeah.
As then, part of his duties.
And then he could co-host.
Yeah. My Dawn. Dream come true. If you did that, and then what if the first episode of Sexy Unique Podcast after the hiatus when Vanderpump Rules come back is me and Dawn?
What if Dawn's an actor? What if he was, like, literally, because sometimes Dawn seems like he was taken out of central casting of, like, what you would think, like, a Kentucky dad would be. I honestly think they may have hired him. I think I've seen him on, like, a Geico commercial. Like, I'm like, I don't, like, when he was like, I don't trust that Jax Taylor, I was like, is he reading a cue card?
No, like, Dawn is just, like, as real as it gets.
I know. Sometimes it's so real that it doesn't feel real, but it's so real that it's real. You know?
Yeah. Dawn is my king still. And he had
He's the only one that is questioning Jax and is like, ew, he seems like a shithead.
Yeah. Dawn's not having it. But, okay, did you notice and did you get turned on when... Dawn invited Brittany over and then they both held hot dogs and prayed over them.
I thought they were gonna fuck.
Wasn't that the most pornographic thing you've ever seen on this season?
It was. It felt like they were gonna just, she was gonna rip off her clothes and they were gonna fuck right by that bonfire.
No, I was just ready for him to like deep throat a hot dog right out. He's like, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
My mind
goes to incest, but yours just goes to like.
I know, incest between Britney and Don, which was never on the table.
It's not actually, that actually isn't hot for me, and I love incest.
I know, that wasn't like.
No, it's
part
not,
of the deal.
Not, no,
I was just like wanting Don to like get handsy with the hot dog.
Yeah, and just kind of like, I love you. Who do we love? You.
I love that he's like, come over for dinner, and then it's a hot dog.
I know. Like there would be barbecuing. It's like, okay.
She's like, we're just all going to cook out, and then it was a hot dog. I mean, it looked like a good hot dog.
It did look good.
And I love a good hot dog. So it just seemed like a pretty casual for a dinner.
I agree.
Also, what time of year is it?
What do you mean?
Like when they're filming, what time of year? She's like, it's chilly outside. They're like in like scarves and coats at one point.
I don't know.
I thought it was summer.
I don't know. Time to put in the Google.
Oh my God. Wait, speaking of incest.
What?
That really reminds me of a question that we had this week.
Oh, what is it?
From Jen.
Didn't we talk about incest last week or something like that?
Yeah, but this is... When are you not talking about incest?
I'm always talking about incest. It's my loop.
Not VPR related, but after hearing the bonus episode podcast, I stumbled upon the trailer for Walking Out, and all I can think of is Ryan's journey into the dark web porn storylines with son and father relationships. I need help. Have you seen this trailer?
What is it? No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, let's watch it. I pulled it up. It's a trailer starring Matt Bomer.
No. Matt Bomer's in this?
Yeah.
Is it new?
Yeah. So Ryan and I just watched the trailer for Walking Out.
I'm walking out. No, I mean, I was expecting to see gay porn. So, I mean, like, I was expecting like a real incest movie. But now I understand why the themes of father-son incest could be evoked from that movie.
Yeah, but it's a good incest porn setup.
Yeah, with no payoff.
But then it's more like a Revenant execution. Yeah,
totally. Matt Bomer's hot, though.
Matt Bomer's hot. I would give that a D incest rating. And yeah, not the good kind.
It's true. You're right.
It's a D.
It does get a D for an incest rating.
Yeah.
But I might fuck with it. Who knows? On demand.
Yeah, you seemed pretty into it.
I don't know. I mean, Matt Bomer's incredibly hot.
The movie looked like chilly and cold, and like I've seen it a lot of times. Where's the twist? If it had an incest twist,
yeah,
I'd be like way more into it.
Yeah, it was like, oh, let's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
it needed fuck, one extra step.
Maybe they will.
Who knows? Maybe you're onto something, Jen.
But I'm glad that people are taking my incest dark web journey to heart.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could inspire and evoke.
If anyone else sees anything that's like
incesty, we'll review it and we'll give it a rating.
Yeah, we'll review it and we'll rate
that
it.
That sounds great. That sounds like a really valuable use of our time.
Yeah, I love this. So listeners, if you're out there, excuse me for that sniff. Sorry.
Give that a rating. F.
It is an F. If you're out there and you see something that's like incesty, Ryan has a real thing.
If you see something, say something.
If you see something, say something. I think that was part of the bonus episode where we talked about your like love of incest porn.
I hope it was on the bonus episode.
I can't remember.
I hope.
But if it was,
yeah,
and
the people are like, wait, what? You're
they're like,
about
what
incest?
The fuck are you fucking
talking
about?
Maybe this is what
about?
Will inspire them to become Patreon members. Yeah. They're like, I need to hear what Ryan had to say about incest.
I know. I'm like, I hope it's on the bonus episode so they can like make it pay to play thing. But I don't know. Either way, if you're out of the loop, Ryan at one point, either on an episode of Sex Unique Podcast or on a bonus episode, which you can access as a $1 per episode patron, he revealed that he was deeply turned on by incest porn.
Yeah. And it's weird because I've never been molested.
You did reveal it on a regular episode. I'm now remembering.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Then I don't need to go through this again.
I have cold medicine brain. And then I wasn't like Yolanda with her lime brain.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just me with
believe
Sudafed
me.
Brain.
Believe me.
Believe me. Chronic Lyme disease.
Believe me. Honey, she got so many clonics, and I was like, how can you have that many clonics and still be full of shit? Like,
oh
honestly.
My God, I would kill for a colonic right now.
I got them when I was a teenager.
You got one.
I know.
I got them, he says. I fucking know exactly
I
how
got
many
them
colonics.
When I got one once when I was 18, and I immediately went to Costco and had a hot dog afterwards.
Yeah, you earned it.
I have loved the food at Costco. Why don't we go there? I'm serious. The churros.
You know. This is really rich. I did have a churro the last time I went to Costco with they're you and your
good.
Dad.
Yeah. They're really good. I was raised in Costco. I'm a Costco fan. I'm from a Costco family.
I love that.
Yeah,
I think and yet you lot. Shit on me for eating a DiGiorno pizza.
Well, that's just gross. Like the pizza at Costco is so much better, and it's like $4. It's actually cheaper. You should
because you get a slice. You should have just
driven to Mar Vista and gone to Costco.
I don't even have a Costco car.
You don't need one to get the pizza. That stuff's free.
But you just go in and it's a slice of pizza for $4.
No, you can order a full one.
I don't want a full pizza from Costco.
You could have fooled me. You giant.
I like DiGiorno.
Anyways,
if anyone's listening who works at DiGiorno, consider sponsorship.
Yeah, exactly. Or you should have, what are those things, like the Amazon wish list or like people?
I should have an Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
It's just like Skippy peanut butter and DiGiorno.
Yeah, that's what you should have.
Sounds yummy to me.
Yum, 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 yum.
Oh my God, let's talk about the music this episode because it really took a turn into like Indigo Girls territory.
Yeah, I thought one of them said Kentucky Derby, but you said dirty.
It said, are you ready to get dirty?
And then I was like, Kentucky Derby, 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 Kentucky. I really
that didn't. Was not Kentucky Derby. That was not the song.
Kentucky Derby, Derby. Kentucky Derby, Derby. Kentucky Derby, Derby.
Yeah. I'm going to cough my face off. It was like, are you ready to get dirty, dirty? Are you ready to get dirty? It was like right when they
please,
like.
I want to find out who this house band is.
Who is the band? Reveal yourselves.
Please. No, they're please. Like hiding in shame.
Yeah.
They're like hiding in like an outhouse somewhere.
It's like the Mumford and Sons when they're on the off season.
I need to make some extra cash.
It's like Halsey.
Yeah, exactly. It's Grimes. Oh my God, what if it was Grimes?
Oh my God, I wish it was Grimes.
Grimes should do the music.
The music is really good. It's like at a Grimes level now. No, as far as not. The music is like, as far comparatively speaking to like other seasons, it's reached a peak. Ugh, it's Grammy worthy. The other song was like, it was like Indigo Girls-esque. It was like, I'm just thinking we should make it work. It was like a really kind of sad.
Whoever is singing has a lot of emotion. She's putting her all into it. And I appreciate that.
I wonder if they have to watch, the musicians have to watch the episode and then come up with music based on the episode.
Oh my God. Like what inspires you? Like what? Like lyrically?
Yeah. Or well,
honestly, I don't know.
Or if the producers are just like, okay, like in this scene, like, Jax has gotten really drunk and he's like abusive and controls her with money, but like her family really wants him to marry. So, and they're like just permissive of everything. So now go and be inspired. And what do you come back with what you think?
I also think that none of the songs are full songs. They're just what we hear.
Well, I know, but that's why I think that it could be like they give them little snippets or moments and then they have to like make like a 20-second impression based on that.
Maybe. I pray for this house band.
It seems like
I pray that they get a bigger break. They move beyond.
Okay, if you had to write a song based on My Life for me right now, if I and you go and you're the house band of My Life, what would it be?
She's going under, under, under. She's been torn asunder, asunder, asunder. Will she get back up out of those clothes? Who will ever know? That's my fucking song for
that
you.
Is your song.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. It's because I'm wearing those pants again.
She's wearing a really trolly outfit.
I tried to think of what...
She wears to dark me out. She wears these fucking garbage pants, which I'm sure we've talked about before.
We did talk about it. I'm wearing them again. And then I'm also wearing my most Kristen Doty shirt of all time.
You could truly fit a family of 10 in those jeans.
That's why I'm so comfortable
you
in
them.
You
should be like passed out in the beverage aisle at Target.
Well, like the night's not over yet.
Those pants should just take you right to Target, just passed out. In front of like a Fanta. That sounds good right now, actually.
Your song would be like, I need to open up my mind and accept people for who they are. It's time for me to let go of my judgments.
That's true.
That's your song.
Me. Yeah. I buy that.
All right.
It's not wrong.
No, yeah. It's not. Oh my God. We finally got to see Sherry's, we didn't get to see Sherry, but we did get to see her pig, Bacon Bit.
Maybe that is Sherry during the day. Maybe Sherry alternates between those two forms.
Oh, God. I love bacon bit.
Sure.
Okay, someone in the Sexy Unique People Facebook group found Sherry's Facebook page.
No.
And it is...
These people are, like, super sleuths.
It's like, everything. She posts a lot about bacon bit.
Seriously?
On the Facebook page,
how are
her
photos?
Her photos are glam, as to be expected.
You need to send it to me.
And also, Sherry's man is hot. Her, current husband... I'm not going to friend her because I feel like she would know that.
What if she heard our podcast?
We don't have any mutuals.
Well, we are recording this
biggest
from her
fan.
Trunk.
Yeah. FYI, if you're out there, call the cops.
Cops, please.
We're in Winchester.
What's your favorite movie? Bridesmaids. Remember?
Halle Berry.
Remember?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie? Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
I really love that too. We're going to go see it.
What was the movie called?
The Call.
The Call. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jenna Lamia was on it. My friend Jenna was on it.
Oh, my God. Queen. She was a 911 operator.
She was a 911 operator that couldn't handle it, so Hallie had to take over.
Who could handle that?
Who could? I would have been like,
only Hallie.
Yeah. I loved it.
Be calm. What's your favorite movie?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, my God. Sweet little Abigail Breslin.
Bridesmaids. So funny. Oh. We're going to go see that, you and I.
That's us.
Yeah.
We're going to go see Bridesmaids when we get out of here.
I tweeted today that someone would need to pay me like $10,000 and like a mountain of black tar heroin to go see Mother. I would need to be like, mainlining black tar, be in like a cloud of just like, nothing can touch me.
And then, I could give you a Percocet.
No, ew.
What about a muscle relaxer?
In recovery. I, I can't take painkillers. What? I can't.
Ryan.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was addicted to painkillers for, 4 years.
I know, but you've taken them recreationally since then.
No.
You've gotten just a light buzz.
Well, two Christmases ago, yeah, I took it. And the Christmas before that, I took one.
Yeah, and then one time when we watched Magnolia, you took one.
Oh, that's true.
So.
But
I'm not here to, fuck up your recovery. Yeah. I say with a devilish smile.
It's been 2 years almost.
Well, good for you.
And before that, whatever.
You know what the best way to celebrate sobriety is?
God.
I'm just kidding.
You know, it's funny. The last time.
I respect your journey.
I took it was 2 Christmases ago and I took it from my parents' medicine cabinet. Because you know how the holidays can get real. And I took 2 or 3 of them. I had no tolerance because I hadn't taken it in over a year or something like that. And I got so high, put on this insane shoegaze music, opened up the balcony doors and just lit a candle and was like, la da 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 da. And then I was like, I'm starving. This is after Christmas. So Christmas dinner. I was like, I'm starving. And I ordered a mountain of food from the Chinese restaurant in Beverly, called Chinese Laundrette on Beverly. Which actually is really good.
Wait, really? That place is good?
It's fucking good.
What?
Babe, it's good.
Oh my God. I've driven by there so many times and I've been like, why this?
No.
What is this trashy?
It seems dark, babe, but it's yummy.
Holy shit.
Claire told me about it. She was like, it's amazing. I was like, okay, chic. So then I ordered that. Oh, I started watching Will and Grace reruns. And was just lolling, eating literally orange chicken chow mein and hot and sour soup all at once. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready to go to bed. Night, night. And then it was I was still stoned and could not deal. And was just like, okay, now I want to go to bed. And my brain was like, ha, you're still high for the next 12 hours. And I was
you can't
no!
sleep when you're on painkillers?
Not really. You enter this weird half dream state where you're so high that you can't fully go to sleep. So you're just in and out of consciousness kind of. It's fucking weird. It feels like a fever dream. It feels like when you're sick with the flu and you have a fever dream. So it's kind of, and it's not fun. It's fun for the first 10 minutes because you're like, hi, I'm high. And you're like, no, but seriously, I want to go to bed. And it's like, huh, no.
And then, yeah, I've never really fucked with painkillers in a very serious way. Well, actually, that's not true.
They're really bad.
It's been years and years and years. I'm in recovery, actually.
I feel really blessed to have dodged that bullet.
I love that for you.
I do. You know?
What else?
I don't know.
It's just reached peak darkness. I feel this is what I was waiting for this entire season, is like, I'm like, I can't wait to see like Jax just treat Brittany like shit. And then like it happens. And then I'm like, why would I wish that? I hate this. I hate that this is their journey.
Brittany is so sweet. I mean, she really is. Like, there's nothing
Brittany's
really
sweet and doesn't deserve it.
There's nothing bad to say about her. And it's just unfortunate that like her family isn't more supportive. And if they weren't so fucking focused on her just getting like wifed up, I mean, it's insane. It's so sad. Like, I really think that they would just be okay with her being in an unhappy relationship if it gave her a ring. They're so caught up in those milestones.
But those are meaningless. Like, doesn't anyone understand? Like, I don't get it.
No, it's fucking weird. It's all fucking, I hate it.
But
we should start a Kickstarter so Brittany doesn't have to rely on Jax anymore. We should start a Kickstarter for Brittany to leave Jax.
Yeah, a free Brittany GoFundMe.
So she'll have money to leave him.
I tried to do that. I wanted to do that for Tom Schwartz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and last season of Vanderpump Rules, I wanted to make a GoFundMe
but
for
Tom
the emancipation.
Has money. Brittany has no money.
Yeah. But Brittany's got to have money. She's like a main cast member
I
on
loved
Vanderpump
it, though,
Rules now.
One thing did me go lingual. She goes, I went from working 3 days to four to five. It's like, honey.
She's like, I work 2 days a week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I work 2 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm horrified. I'm just horrified.
I know.
So I really hope that Brittany gets her shit together and breaks up with Jax, but TBD.
I doubt it. You'd have to like enroll in 5 years of talk therapy and like gather up self-esteem bit by bit.
If Sherry's not in next week's episode, I'm going to fucking...
No, she will.
Stage a protest.
She will. And if we survive
today, I'm gonna march over to the Bravo execs offices,
to our old bosses,
yeah, on off of Wilshire Boulevard, and I'm gonna just like picket their offices.
Oh my god, lol. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I hope that we survive today.
Well, I hope that you survive today.
I
you
hope
don't
that
get
I do
sick.
Too. We'll fucking see.
Well, I think that's it, y'all. I don't know what else to say.
I think it said it already.
I'm sad.
Okay. Well, that makes two of us.
Well, c'est la vie, I guess.
But goodbye.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
This episode of Sexy Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following patrons: Meredith Good, William Jones, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Because of you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.